So, Councillor Shitu, you've just presented to Val Shawcross a petition of 2,000 signatures about police numbers in Southwark. What do you hope to achieve by this petition?
We're hoping that this strength of feeling across the borough, which is literally a reflection of what residents feel, we hope that this sends a strong message to Boris Johnson and to MoPac, and also to the Met Commissioner, that residents are concerned about the level of police officers on their streets and how this is affecting the community and how this is not deterring crime. And we're hoping that over the next few years, that this will be taken into account in increasing the numbers of police officers. It's been quite clear that the current changes to the neighbourhood policing has not worked for the area. Residents are saying they valued the attachment to a local police officer who understands the area.
I think it's fair to say the police have taken some issue with the statistics you've used in this campaign, and they do point out that the reorganisation last year means that the local teams have had a lot more officers attached to them. Isn't it a bit early to say how the changes have really bedded down?
Well, it's very rich of MoPac and the mayor to take an issue about the figures in which they themselves publish themselves. We're not using Southwark's figures, we're using the Met figures itself, and it shows categorically quite clear that we've had almost 200 police officers less since 2010. It's how they categorise that we're basing it on. But I guess the most important thing is actually what are residents' perception? Residents' perception are that they feel that the less police officers on their street will mean that they feel less safe on their street, and that they feel that there's certain areas that could certainly do with more police officers in the neighbourhood itself.
And what do you think has been the impact of the changes to the police front counters that we've seen in the last year? The hours at Southwark Police Station have been cut right back, and Rotherhithe has more or less lost its front desk entirely. Do you think that's made a difference to how people feel about how accessible their police are?
It has made a difference. The problem with there's been so much changes over the last 2 years, which has detrimentally impacted on policing in our neighbourhood. Certainly, the use of front counters and the reduction of access to police officers has significantly impacted. I attended a ward panel meeting yesterday, a Lisu ward panel, and I heard residents raising it with me that they've had less response time from their neighbourhood police officers, and that certainly they found it difficult to raise issues. And when they do raise issues, it takes much, much longer for them to get a response from police officers and for the issues to be addressed. So these are the real issues which residents are facing. They're finding it more and more difficult to raise issues with the police and the police to take it up.